This is an example of asymmetry in the language system itself. The use of titles is very asymmetrical. Men only use one title throughout their lives. Women generally use Miss before they are married and Mrs. afterwards. The use of the title Ms. is a recent introduction that was meant to end the inequality of the system by not showing whether or not a woman was married. But this hasn't really become so established yet, in the sense that it now seems that the use of your title also provides other suggestions. Some people may think that if you are a feminist, that you're a feminist if you use Ms., or anti-feminist if you use Miss or Mrs. Or some people also think that Ms. is used to describe a divorced woman. So it seems that as a woman, you cannot win. Either way, you have to show what your status is. A man doesn't have to do this. A man is always Mr. And notice also in a marriage situation, when the priest gathers everybody, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join in holy matrimony this man and this woman," and they go through all the motions, you know, "Do you?" "Yes, I do," and stuff. And then the priest says, "By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife." Do you not think the person meant husband and wife? So the man came as a man, was still a man. The woman came as a woman, but was now a wife. Something to think about, perhaps.